intermittent fasting is a kind of fast that one can undertake to reduce his or her weight. Intermittent fasting is a scheduled type of fasting that one can undertake as one likes. It is periodical. It's a periodic type of fasting. It is not a religious fasting, neither a medical fasting. It's a fasting of choice. A fasting that one undertakes to reduce fat, and to enable one to eat when one wishes to eat. We have different kinds of intermittent fasting. Intermittent meaning periodic. One can fast for 1 or 2, 3 days and then eat. Say one can fast for today and tomorrow, and next tomorrow one may decide not to fast and eat all day. Or one can fast, say like from yesterday 6 p.m. not eating till 12 o'clock the following day. That is 6 p.m. to 12 noon. That will have given about 18 hours fasting. Then one can have a window of 4 hours between 12 and 6. Between 12 and 6, that's about 6 hours window. One can eat whatever he wants to eat. One will have made 18 hours fasting. And one wants to do like 22 hours, which means one will eat, for instance, this evening by 6 p.m. No food, no nothing till the following day, 4 o'clock. One will have done about 22 hours or 21 hours. If one fasts for instance, 6 p.m., from 6 p.m. to this evening, and not take anything in the morning, that is no breakfast, by the time one takes it to 12 o'clock noon, the body will have been starved of nutrients and energy, and the cells in the body will have been scanned looking for food. They will have been scanning for food and looking for food. And they will have been breaking down and building up. They would have been breaking down cells, dead cells, cleansing. They will have been cleaning everywhere. Maybe they find something to feed on. The cells will have been looking for food. So this we know, in the medical world, they call it autophagy. Autophagy. A-U-T-O-P-H-A-G-Y. Autophagy, which means self-eating. They will have been eating up themselves, so to say. And that will have resulted in cleansing. Will have resulted in cleaning the body of debris. That will have resulted in cleansing the body physically. And that will have resulted also in the creating of new cells. If one fasts, say from 6 o'clock this evening till 12 o'clock, that is 18 hours. You have done yourself a good deal of autophagy, of cleaning your body of debris and of creating new cells. It's very, very, very good. Now, if you are diabetic, and for the reason of fasting is to reduce the pangs of your diabetes, then it is good. If you do that for 1 month, your blood sugar level will have gone back to 74, 75. I can bet that your blood sugar level, even if it is 200 and something, will have come back after 1 month to the range of 70, 80. So, intermittent fasting is to allow you to eat when you want to eat and not to eat when you don't want to eat. You can take for 22 hours. You can take for 32 hours with a window of 2-3 hours of eating, or 4 hours if you like, of eating whatever you like. You can eat. Immediately you break the fast, then you can eat. Breakfast, the meaning of breakfast, breaking the fast. And the fast can be, elongated, can have a longer duration as you like. You can extend the fast as you like. You can reduce it as you like. So fasting, intermittent fasting, is a kind of fasting that is not religious, because the fear is that if you undertake religious fasting and the stipulation, the religious stipulation or the specification is that you have to be dehydrated, you don't take water. No, that is not intermittent fasting for health reasons. Intermittent fasting for health reason will allow you to take water. You can take water if you know how to take water. You may not take water anyhow because it may result in another problem. But if your body is adjusted to taking water, you can take water. Because water may not really carry any nutrient. It's neutral. For instance, if you are diabetic and you fast from, say for example, 6 p.m. this evening, and the following morning by, say, like 8 o'clock in the morning, you can take coffee. Coffee or tea does not carry any nutrient that may spike your sugar. You can take tea, black tea, or black coffee, or bulletproof coffee. That is a coffee with a lot of fat and milk. You can put butter into the coffee and put milk and stir it. It is called bulletproof coffee. If you have it, it may help you throughout the whole day to do all your chores, all your activities. You will not know that you're fast. So it's part of what we know as intermittent fasting. You can take coffee in the morning or black tea in the morning and milk. For instance, if you do that, if you are used to breaking your fast like 8 o'clock in the morning, you can substitute that with this kind of tea. So if you take this kind of tea, say the black tea or the black coffee or the bulletproof coffee, that will have given you a leverage. That will have substituted your eating habits for say like 2-3 months. And then you'll be adjusted. You will not feel any hunger again. You will not feel any cravings again. Because diabetics, they crave for food because of the brain problem that obese normally demands. You eat carbohydrates and you take sugar, you will have been addicted to this sugar and carbohydrates type of food. So you crave for more. To reduce your cravings, you have to go into intermittent fasting. And immediately you can no longer feel hungry again, then you are free for life. You will not feel hungry again. If you can now stay, say, from 6 o'clock this evening till 6 o'clock tomorrow evening without any feeling of hunger, then you are free. You are 100% free from diabetes, because diabetes will go away naturally. But you have to cultivate your body. You have to navigate your body to a new style, and your body will respond accordingly. If you give your body a lot of food, your body will be happy to take more and more and more, and even demand for more. But if you cultivate your body to reduce the way you eat, your body will dance to the tune. Our body is very intelligent, and they do what we tell them to do. If you stop eating, your body will learn to stop eating, say like 2-3 weeks, 1 month. The body will adjust itself to your dictates. Your body will adjust itself to your dictates. Your body is subject to your command. And whatever you train your body to do, your body will do. These we know as intermittent fasting. A type of fasting that you have a choice. Some people do in a week, they do 2 times, and the remaining 1 or 2, 3 days they eat. So they retain they eat whatever they want to eat, but the condition for intermittent fasting is that you run away from starchy foods. You run away from carbohydrates. You don't take food that contains carbohydrates. Bread is not longer your food. It's no longer your food. Banana, plantain, garri, cassava, pounded yam, plantain, those type of food, biscuits, bread, they are no longer the type of food you will take. You will have to run away from this kind of foods. You will have to abhor, hate these foods. If you are diabetic, you are no longer to take that kind of food anymore. Then you will have been able to sustain your intermittent fasting to have to achieve a goal, a result, a positive result. If you do it for 1 month, don't take bread, don't take any starchy food, don't take cassava, don't take yam, don't take potato, don't take plantain, don't take cocoyam, don't take anything that has to do with carbohydrates. Corn, maize, pap, anything that is carbohydrate, if you stop eating them, then you will have a good result after a month. I can bet a month whatever level of higher level you suffer high blood sugar, it will come back to normalcy, like you are within the range of 80 and 90. This is my submission, and I think if you adhere to what I've said, you'll get good results. You will be healthy. Intermittent fasting is good. It gives you a choice. It's not dehydrated fasting. It's not the fasting you take, you don't take anything. You can take tea, you can take coffee, black tea without sugar. You run away from anything sugary, anything sweet, whatever kind of fruit. If it is sweet, run away from it. If it is sweet, run away from it. Run away from anything sugary. Run away from anything carbohydrates or starchy. Thank you very much. See you next time.